Recently, Google has wiped out 56 gambling apps from its Google Play App Store as those were breaching Vietnam's existing gambling laws. With very few exceptions, gambling is mostly illegal on the territory of Vietnam, particularly the provision of gambling services to Vietnamese nationals. However, online gambling operators have been trying to circumvent the existing bans and have been targeting Vietnamese customers for years now, and mobile apps have become a popular means for the provision of gambling services. With very few exceptions, gambling is mostly illegal on the territory of Vietnam, particularly the provision of gambling services to Vietnamese nationals. However, online gambling operators have been trying to circumvent the existing bans and have been targeting Vietnamese customers for years now, and mobile apps have become a popular means for the provision of gambling services. A few years back, big news happened. Google is now allowing gambling apps into its Google Play Store. Lots of operators have been waiting for this and now have more opportunities to cater to the Android market. As soon as this change has taken effect, lots of different gambling apps have been uploaded to the Google Play Store, including slots, sports betting, and casino games. This marks a great development for gaming operators in their Android app distribution initiative and provides a more effective way of reaching that audience. Previously, operators have had to distribute their Android apps via their own or third-party channels. However, this has been more challenging compared to hosting apps on the Apple App Store. Not only was it harder for Android users to find relevant gaming apps, but it was also costly to promote and maintain them. For example, we've had to create a library that would automatically check for new versions, download them, and start the install process for the user to run through. As a result, operators and affiliates have underinvested in Android apps, focusing more on iOS products as well as offering apps of lesser quality for a large number of their customers. Google will keep the reins tight. Those adding their apps will have to prove they have a valid gambling license in the country they wish to target. Robust measures must be taken to restrict underage gamblers. Solutions must be in place to prevent access to users in other territories, and all gambling apps will have to comply with responsible gambling practices. App applicants will need to meet a number of criteria, including proving they have a valid license to offer gambling services in a market, preventing app use in countries not covered by the license, preventing underage users from gambling, including responsible gambling messages, etc. The apps are also prohibited from using Google payment services, including Google Play in-app billing. At the last count, 245 gambling apps have been uploaded to the Google Play Store. This includes slots, sports betting, spread betting, and casino games. Google simultaneously announced that it was lifting its ban on gambling advertising within Google Play distributed apps. This policy shift also carries a number of restrictions related to licensing, age appropriateness, and responsible gambling, as well as a ban on advertising real money gambling via simulated gambling apps.